me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
As we continue to look for ways to support our family in Israel, I am hopeful that this Parsha story can be a part of that by helping us grow our Torah learning and how we treat each other. I'd like you to meet a little boy who's 6 years old, whose name is Bob. Bob was sometimes called Robert. Sometimes he was called Bob, and sometimes he was called Bobby. And Bobby was having some difficulty with making good choices with the words he was using and his manners and his tone, the tone of his voice. So when Bobby would wake up in the morning and he was still in his bed, he would shout out, "Breakfast, clothing, dress me." And when he was at school and needed to borrow a pencil from his friend, he would shout out, "Pencil." And when he needed to ask his teacher if he can go to the bathroom, he would shout, "Bathroom!" His parents were trying so hard to teach him the right way to speak, and his teachers and friends were trying too. We can all always change and grow, but Bobby, he enjoyed shouting out his needs so much that he just wasn't ready yet. He wasn't in a place to change his ways. So as you can imagine, day after day, the more and more he spoke in this way, actually screamed in this way, he was getting into a habit of speaking in this way, and it was getting harder and harder for the people around him who loved him so much to help him change his ways. For example, when he would try to be kind and speak kindly, let's say, for example, his grandma was coming over to visit, he would say, "Hey, Granny, let me take your stuff inside." So it was sounding a little gruff. And Bobby's parents were becoming increasingly worried. What are we going to do? How are we going to help Bobby speak in a more gentle and polite manner? One evening, when his parents were having this conversation for about the 150th time, because they still couldn't come up with a solution, they noticed an advertisement in the newspaper. There was an art contest that was going to be held, and the art contest was called Posters for the President. Here were the instructions: draw a campaign slogan for the elections, and the winner will be invited to eat lunch with the President of the United States of America in the White House. Bob's parents' eyes sparkled. Bobby is extremely talented in art. Perhaps it would be a good idea for us to enroll him in this contest. And if he wins, he will have a real motivation to work on his manners and on the way he speaks. Bob's parents spoke to Bob about the contest, and he was quite excited to join.
"Yeah, I'll do it. Awesome. I'll join the contest."
And each day he practiced drawing for a few hours. The deadline was only 2 weeks away. And Bobby started working on it more and more and more. and he created a beautiful masterpiece and submitted it to the local library where they were collecting all of the entries from his town. The library mailed the entries all the way to Washington, D.C., and they were told, all the participants, that they would hear back within a month who the winner was. 27 days later, it was a sunny Wednesday morning before Bobby needed to leave to school, and the phone rang. Bob picked up the phone and in his usual voice said, "Hello? Hello, we are calling from the art contest. We are calling to let you know that Bobby Gordon is the winner." He handed the phone to his mom. She heard all the details. He could hardly contain his excitement. He was so excited. Bobby Gordon was invited to eat lunch with the President of the United States on April 10th. Mom and Dad looked at each other. They were very happy. And after they dropped Bobby off at school, they said, "The very first thing that we need to do is to enroll Bobby in Manners School. We think that now he'll be really motivated to do it. He won this contest. He's going to get to eat lunch with the President in the White House. Wow." When Bobby came home from school that day, his parents said, "Bobby, how do you feel about going to Manners School? You know, when you're in the White House, you need to eat with your best manners." And Bobby didn't want to miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Absolutely. So his parents started researching the best manner school they found. And they found the one that was called Miss Manners. And that's the one that they decided to send him to. The advertisement read like this: "In 6 short weeks, your child will learn all of the etiquette necessary for every social situation." It seemed like exactly what they needed. 6 weeks of intensive practice after regular school every day. Bobby's mom or dad, Mr. or Mrs. Gordon, would drive him to Manners School, and he practiced and he spent an hour there every single day. The very first lesson was about spreading a napkin on your lap before you start eating. The next was about how to lift your fork and put it in your mouth, and then about speaking very softly and in a very complimentary way when you want to thank whoever prepared the food. Wow, it was so exciting to be in the Gordon's house, because during dinner, Bobby said things like, "Thank you, Mother. The soup is lovely, Father. May I help clear the table, Mother? Would you like me to pour some water for you, dear brother?" The family was in shock. It seemed to have been working. Their brother Bobby was speaking with proper manners, and he was actually using a regular voice. The day finally arrived. Mr. and Mrs. Gordon and Bobby went on the train to Washington, D.C. They knew not to sit in the silent car because that would be too hard for Bobby. But he was speaking at a very nice tone. When they got to the White House and he was escorted in for the luncheon, Mom and Dad waited outside excitedly. 10 minutes later, Bobby's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Gordon, see a Secret Service man, dark sunglasses, dark suit, and a tie, escorting Bobby out of the room. What happened? What happened? His parents asked.
Well, it was quite insulting to the president, to be quite frank with you, the Secret Service gentleman said. First, when we were greeting and shaking the president's hand, your son, this young man said,
Hey, Prez, what's up?
And if that wasn't enough, with a full mouth of food, he screamed, Pass the soda, please. Well, at least he said please, but he said it in a very loud, gruff voice. And then, as if that wasn't enough, after he slurped down the soda, he burped a very loud burp. And that behavior is unacceptable behavior. Even though Bobby practiced for 6 weeks, that wasn't enough. He needed a lot more practice before he could go and stand before the president. And his parents, although they were disappointed that he was sent out, they knew that they and their son, most importantly their son, was on the road, was on the way, was on a journey, because he did make progress in those 6 weeks. And he did use the word please in a little bit of a more natural way. And they knew that with hard work and more and more and more effort, Bobby would get there. He would be able to have good manners. In this week's Parsha, when Yaakov comes in front of Yitzchak and is making believe that he is Esav so that he could get the bracha, Yaakov just couldn't help it. He kept using beautiful manners and the name of Hashem. He says, Kum na, please, Abba, you can sit up. Please eat. And when Yitzchak said to him, How did you get back so quickly from hunting? Yaakov said, Oh, Hashem, Hashem Elokecha, your Hashem, helped me. And Yitzchak said to Yaakov, The voice is the voice of Yaakov, HaKol, Kol Yaakov. The Yadayim, the hands, felt like Esav because of the animal skins that were on them, because Esav was very hairy. But the voice, the type of talking that Yaakov was doing, that was who Yaakov was. Yaakov spent his life speaking with the name of Hashem, speaking with such nice manners, not in a gruff way, that even when he was trying to imitate Esav the hunter, it was too impossible for him to not be true to who he was, using the name of Hashem and using very nice manners. A lesson that we can learn from this is to know that the more we practice something, the better we will get at it. The more we practice speaking kindly and acting kindly, the more and more natural it will become, so that even if we're trying to be an actor and act like something else, it's just not possible for those kinds of gruff words to come out of our mouths. And that's a lesson that we can learn from this week's Parsha and bring into our lives. May our efforts to do so serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat shalom!